Jimmy Fat Function is a nine-piece tour de force, combining the polish of pop with the smoothness of 60s soul and the rawness of 70s funk. Formed in the halls of the music school at University of Wisconsin, the multiple award-winning band have performed at clubs and music festivals across the United States and Japan. Fat Function has upcoming shows in Madison and Milwaukee. Here to tell us about the band's revival, upcoming shows, and little known secrets about the band is singer, sax, and band leader Al Falashi. Al, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Al?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for what you guys do for local musicians, and thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Hey, tell us real quick before Rocker gets into this about the last song we just played, Juniper. It's kind of a cover, isn't it?
Jimmy, I'm gonna throw you under the bus a little bit here. Jupiter as in like the planet.
Sure.
Earth, Wind & Fire is the band that our two biggest influences is Tower Power and Earth, Wind & Fire. Those are the two bands that we grew up as a horn band. That's pretty much the Bible and the Bible too. And so I grew up, I had two older sisters that were 11 and 12 years older than me, and that was house cleaning music on Saturday. And
I love that.
So I brought that into the band, and we kind of did our own little spin on it. And
was that your parents that played that's
no, my
music?
Parents or? My parents were like World War II era.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so big band
swing,
all Woody Herman, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, all of that stuff. But my sisters were in that you know, funk R&B 70s 80s early 80s and 70s era, so that's where I got all of that.
Well, the truth is out. There's the first secret for our listeners who may not be familiar. Tell us about forming this band in the halls of the music school and the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so 1993, young little 18-year-old Al came from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and shout out to the Summer Music Clinic.
Oh yeah.
That gives away 10 scholarships every single year to both UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. And I met pretty much half of the people that were in Fat Function at the camps.
Nice.
Trying out for that scholarship. A bunch of us got it. And while we were here in high school at those camps, we didn't want to do each floor that stayed in the dorms had to do like a song and dance thing. And we didn't want to do it. And at the time, the Arsenio Hall show was huge, and they had that band that was funky as all get out. And so we asked them, hey, can we get out of doing the song and dance thing if we do a pit band? Well, can we be the Arsenio Hall
band?
That's
a great idea.
Wow.
That's what I thought. And so Tim Whalen and myself, Tim Whalen, keyboard player, myself formed this pit band, and we had so much fun doing it that I said, hey man, if I get the scholarship and I come to, he was a year older than me, if I come to UW, we got to do this. Do like a Tower of Power or Earth, Wind & Fire kind of thing. And I ended up getting the scholarship, came to UW, and a couple of years later, we got into speaking about Rock Onsen, it was the college version of a kind of a garage band battle of the bands at the at the Memorial Union Terrace, and we entered that competition, and it just kind of was a hobby that grew out of control. And
that's the best kind.
Next thing we knew, we had a couple albums, and we were going to Japan, and the rest of the stuff on that piece of paper in front of you.
Wow! So you want your kids to go out of control buying musical instruments. Yeah. The band. Let's see. The band also enjoyed touring success in Japan. You just talked about that, making two trips in 2006 and 2012. But I want to know your thoughts on bidets.
Funny you should bring that up. This is not public video.
Go.
Yeah, this is not public video, but we actually have early cell phone video of us going into a Japanese hotel room. And I didn't read the instructions on the bathroom, but apparently our guitar player and our bass player did. And we walked in as they were pressing down on the toilet rim, and this little robot arm came and was shooting water at the ceiling, and they were taking video of it. And that was my introduction to Japanese bidets.
Americans, huh?
Heated seats too, by the way.
You know, another Madison artist that has played in Japan with his band, Lords of the Trident, Ty Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He's so infatuated with bidets. He has like 9 in his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've sat on one of them. And let me tell you, if you ever needed an excuse to go to Ty's house, you take him up on it.
Yes.
Well, all right. I'll send him a DM.
Okay. Please do. Okay. We have to talk about something also kind of important because something good did come out of it. Tragedy struck in 2009 when your wife, Kate, lost her battle with cancer. I'm so sorry to hear that. My apologies to you. But you decided to host the event Funk Out for Cancer for the UW-Carbone Cancer Center. And we would like to know, I know the number, but I want to hear you say it. How much have you raised in memory of Kate?
Over the event's life, I think we donated over $260,000.
That's amazing.
To Dr. Dusty Deming, his lab at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center, which is specific to colon cancer, who he became a colon cancer doctor. And weeks after he became a colon cancer doctor, was diagnosed with colon cancer himself.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's an incredible story, but he's doing incredible work. And some of the advancements in colon cancer research worldwide have come out of his lab and have been direct results of the funding from Funk Out Cancer.
Oh, my God.
Can people still contribute to this fund? Or?
We haven't done it in a couple years. COVID kind of threw a little bit of a wrench in a lot of things. So it's to be determined whether or not we will resurrect it here, hopefully in the future.
Wow. That's incredible.
Well, you know, if you do, you got all kinds of support.
Thank you.
Recently, Tim Whalen, he moved back to Wisconsin from Washington, D.C., and you got the band back together. Tell us the resurgence of Fat Function.
Yeah, so this is the paint's not dry on this yet. You know, it's fresh, but Tim has been he was a member of the United States Army Band, their pop rock band that is kind of a carbon copy of Fat Function. It's called the Downrange. There you go. But they did a lot of pop and rock. So he had an incredible job of arranging a tribute to Led Zeppelin and the Who for the Army strings and. The Army Chorus, an incredible gig. And he was out there for 15 years, which made it difficult, to say the least, to do Fat Function stuff back here. So for the last 10 to 15 years, pretty much we were just doing one or two shows a year. And Funk Out Cancer was every other year. And then we would play our own show at Majestic or High Noon Saloon. But he has recently retired from the Army, and he's originally from Milwaukee. So he moved back to Milwaukee like months ago. And so we are excited about trying to get the band to be much more active in the Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago, Minneapolis corridor. I don't think anybody wants to get in the van anytime soon, but
let's go on tour. Yeah,
yeah. I love that you're like, no rest for you. I know you just got back, but hey, man, we got to do some important stuff here. Okay, so Fat Function does have shows coming up. You did mention the Majestic Theater. So that's the first show in Madison. That's April 6th. It's a Saturday, right?
Saturday, April 6th.
With Adem Tesfaye.
Yep.
So that should be good.
And he's awesome.
Yeah.
I've not seen him live, but I've heard you play him, Jimmy, and I cannot disagree with that.
You've been around the Black Poets Society. They were huge in Madison. They were the Roots before the Roots.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. So Dem's a longtime friend.
Oh, that'll be great. Okay. So Saturday, April 6th. And then your second show is June 1st, and this one's in Milwaukee at the Vivarium, and that's with Mama Dig Down's brass band. Don't tell me that's not going to be a good time.
They are our longest time friend. We used to rehearse in the halls of Mills Auditorium with Mama Dig Down's back in the day. We used to open up for them until we started getting bigger, and then we would play our own shows. But Mama, they're dear friends of ours. We're super excited to be playing. And it's a brand new venue that was opened up by the Pabst Theater Group. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So they just had their first show, I think, weeks ago.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Yeah. The paint is just dry.
At least the paint is dry on something.
Love the smell of fresh paint, right?
That's Saturday, June 1st.
Saturday, June 1st. Okay, so getting on back on stage with these people that you've known for so long has just got to be, I mean, your face is lighting up. This is great.
Yeah, we have always enjoyed our time with Mama Dig Down's very dear friends of ours. We go to their gigs. They come to ours. We play on stage. We'll definitely do something together at the end of that night. Yeah.
And my buddy, Paulie Ryan.
And Paulie Ryan. Everybody knows Paulie Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Love that guy.
Hey, real quick, what's the current lineup right now for Fat Function? Who's all the members and what they do?
Sure. It's damn near close to what it was when it started 28 years ago. Okay. So myself and Tim Whalen co-founded the group. The horn section is John Shipper on trumpet, Jimmy Doherty on trumpet, and Courtney Larson on trombone, which sounds really, really close to the Steely Dane horn section.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And John Shipper is nothing but amazing.
He is an absolute beast. So in trumpet world, there's solo trumpet and there's lead trumpet, and that guy is world-class lead trumpet player.
When he was playing at Atwood Fest on stage, he blew these trumpet notes that they went on for so long, and it was really hot. Like, I was worried about the guy just completely boom, yeah. going down, man.
Yeah,
I've never seen anybody play so passionately on trumpet.
He's a monster.
That's awesome.
I've got that from the Madison Scouts.
Yeah,
another drum and bugle corps. So
that's right.
Rhythm section, Tim, led by Tim. Tim on keyboards, Vince Jesse on guitar, who also plays in town with the Mike Camilleri organ trio.
Yes.
And then Nick Moran on bass, who plays with every Latin band that there is, I think.
All of them.
Your boy and my boy, Paulie Ryan, on percussion, who he is world famous. And then our drummer is Darvante Murray. His nickname is Turbo. Everybody calls him Turbo. South side of Chicago, straight out of the gospel, that genre, and is just an absolute monster. And he has been with us since 2005. So
it's amazing that you guys are getting back together, doing some more music. We can come check you out, Fat Function, at the Majestic on here in Madison on April 6th. Al, thank you so much for coming in, telling us all about Fat Function. Really appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got to say one thing before you leave. You said there's a big Tower of Power influence. I want you to know my very first concert was Tower of Power.
Ugh. There. I knew there was a reason you and I connected here.
Yep.
I feel it.
We're going to play Well Run Dry. Tell us about the song before I play it for the people.
So Tim wrote this. He even though he is a keyboard player, he's a guitar player at heart. And Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was channeling his best Stevie Ray Vaughan at this point. And we wrote the lyrics about a dear friend of ours who struggled with addiction and still does today, but has turned the corner. And this goes out to him.
All right. Thank you, Al. Appreciate you. It's Fat Function live on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.